Speaking of Australian astronauts, you're familiar with the idea that Australia now has a trained astronaut, Catherine Bennell-Pegg, and she's worked for the Australian Space Agency, but there's no sign yet that she's ever going to get a flight. Very expensive. Someone who would like to sell her a flight is Maria Zigkaki. She's the senior business developer at Sabre Astronautics in Adelaide. In November of 2022, she spoke to the Space Association of Australia at one of our monthly meetings about Australian astronauts.
And I'm happy to take you through our recent initiative, which is the first in Australia astronaut program. A bit about Axiom. In February 2020, NASA selected Axiom Space to provide at least one habitable commercial module to be attached to the International Space Station as the agency opened the station for commercial use. Axiom, whose leadership has been involved in every ISS mission since the program's inception, took on this challenge by supporting expanding utilization of the ISS today. At the same time, they created the first international commercial space station to later host government astronauts, private companies, and individual explorers. Following their mission to make low orbit accessible to anyone, in 2022, Axiom successfully completed the first private mission to the International Space Station and have set to launch the first commercial space module, the Hub 1, in 2024, with more modules to come. Apart from the opportunity that Axiom gives to civilians to access low orbit and experience space, R&D on board the ISS National Lab is the most promising environment for innovation and problem solving since the internet. It may provide insight into research questions that have eluded traditional laboratory experimentation and offers an unparalleled opportunity to investigate how gravity and the extreme environment of space influence observation in the physical and life sciences, exploiting these effects to understand basic phenomena and advanced commercial pursuits. Areas of interest currently are human health, biosciences and biotechnology, energy and biofuels, physical and material sciences, engineering research and technology, earth observation, space imaging, and major space infrastructures and more. In the beginning of 2021, Axiom approached Sabre for a collaboration that would include sending Australian citizens to space. However, we didn't just want to send some wealthy people in space. Instead, we wanted to involve all Australians and the whole Australian industry and offer them the opportunity to access the ISS and the R&D laboratory. Orbiting Earth at an altitude of 250 miles, the ISS presents one of the greatest technical and diplomatic feats in human history. It has hosted professional astronauts and thousands of scientists and scientific projects and other programs. Therefore, we wanted to enable everyone in Australia to access the orbiting microgravity laboratory and develop new generations of space-developed products for human health, materials, electronics, clean tech, and more. So we initiated the first formal astronaut program for Australia. The program has four phases. Phase one includes the products call to identify which products and experiments will take part in the astronaut program according to specific selection criteria, with workshops to run in every state soon. Phase two includes the astronaut call to select the Australian who will travel to ISS. Phase three includes the training of the Australian. And phase four includes the flight to the International Space Station. Okay, so the goal is to attract around 30 projects that would involve the industry and the academia with a budget between 1 to 5 million each, which will spend 30 to 60 days at the International Space Station. At the moment, we are during the first phase, and we have already engaged with the industry, the governments, and the academia, and we have released the call for projects. We have received 5 proposals, and we're expecting another 2. We have performed a primarily assessment to make sure these projects can run in the microgravity laboratory. And we are now planning workshops to meet with the teams and discuss the details of their proposals, identify partnerships, and explore funding mechanisms. We will then proceed with development and production of the programs and finalization of the programs that we will send in space. The phase two is the call for astronauts, which it will include a call to select the astronaut that will go in the International Space Station, the selection of the astronaut. There will be a pre-training in the country. There will be a NASA-level training by Axion, which required 13 months to start 13 months prior to the launch, and then we will have the launch. This is a timeline for phase one. Call for proposals, it was in July. We are now in the secondary assessment until March 2023, and we are aiming to fly in Q1 or Q2 in 2024 as per Axiom's plans. If you know anyone that would like to fly or has a proposal or a product that they want to send in space, let us know. We are about to make some noise about it because we found out that the industry doesn't really know. Not many parts of the country have reached the call. So feel free to send them our way. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Maria. Appreciate that. I was actually online with Jason Held, CEO's presentation on this subject about 6 months ago. And I just want to clarify with you a thing that I picked up from Jason. I don't believe Sabre is proposing to fund these projects or flying this astronaut, but you're going to help to facilitate the process to go ahead and do that, and obviously meeting certain milestones along the way. Is that correct?
Yes, that is very correct. Even Sabre is doing all this voluntarily. We call everyone that would like to take part and help with this project. And as Jason says, usually collision of the willing. The companies need to have funds to support their projects. We will definitely keep an eye on the Australian Space Agency's announcements because they initiate a national program. And as far as we know, they will have a number of grants that will be associated to that to support an Australian astronaut program. So we keep an eye on that. And then we are open to investors. We are open to anyone who would like to support and actually gather the large, large amount to get that ticket to send all those projects in space.
I love the part where she said, Sabre will support, not pay. Well, that was Maria Zikaki, Senior Business Developer at Sabre Astronautics in Adelaide, and she was speaking to the Space Association of Australia in November of 2022. And so far, that hasn't happened, although Axiom has flown several missions. This is The Space Show.